Welcome to your five for today. In 1892, two young students were studying at Stanford University in the USA, but were finding it hard to pay their fees. They came up with the idea to organize a music concert to raise money. They made all the necessary arrangements and booked the famous pianist Ignacy Jan Paderewski to perform. To make an appearance, Paderewski charged a standard fee of $2,000, a significant sum in those days. The two students worked hard at the task, but were unable to sell enough tickets, and at the end of the day were only able to raise $1,600. Feeling very embarrassed, they approached the famous pianist and gave him the $1,600, along with a personal check for $400, which they promised to honour as soon as they could. As he faced the two young men, Paderewski shook his head and said that their offer was unacceptable. He took the check for $400 and ripped it up. He then handed the $1,600 back to the two young men. "Pay any expenses you have incurred in the concert," he told them. "Then pay your fees and give me anything that's left." Needless to say, the two young students were dumbfounded at the great musician's compassion and generosity, and they could not express how grateful they were for the amazing gesture. Paderewski went on to become a well-known and accomplished performer and composer. Years later, he returned to his native Poland and became a statesman and, ultimately, Prime Minister of the country. He was a great leader, but unfortunately, when World War II broke out, Poland was ravaged. There were more than 1.5 million people starving in his country, and no money to feed them. Paderewski eventually reached out to the United States Food and Relief Administration for help. The head of that organization was Herbert Hoover, who later went on to become President of the United States. Hoover agreed to help and quickly shipped millions of tons of grain to feed the starving Polish people. Paderewski decided to personally travel to the US to thank the man responsible for saving his people. But when they finally met and Paderewski tried to express his thanks, Hoover quickly interjected, "No, Mr. Prime Minister, you shouldn't be thanking me. You may not remember, but many years ago, you helped two young students to go through university. I was one of them." The Lord Jesus told his followers, "Do unto others as you would have them do unto you." Some have called this the golden rule. As far as Herbert Hoover was concerned, Paderewski's act of kindness was pure gold and was never forgotten. Thank you for listening.